This week on Stuck in Beta,
we're taking it back to the driveway with Garage Beer Lime. It's 4%, 95 calories, and made for unfolding a chair and fixing things that don't actually need fixing.
Speaking of fixing things, I took a 4x4 post directly to the ear this week in Shop Talk.
And I'm officially stuck in a no new video drought for the channel, but hey, we survived Easter and celebrated National Beer Day.
We're also taste testing a new M&M's Bakery collection, lemon meringue pie, peanut butter cinnamon roll, and cherry chocolate cupcake.
Plus, we break down the wild news of a mother-daughter duo poisoning a root beer float, spin some real big fish on vinyl, and recap the red gold green show.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Throw in some Daredevil Born Again, The Boys, and Scream 7, and we've got a full show.
Grab a garage beer. Let's get stuck.
Woo!
Hey there. Welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. I'm Josh. And I forgot my headphones today.
Yeah, I see that.
I feel a little naked.
Well, I heard that earlier when you said, oh, I forgot my headphones. You have everything? Forgot my headphones.
Oh, bleep.
Yeah. So, yeah, it happened.
Hopefully I can make do. I feel a little awkward, though. Like, I'm out here, you know, left. Like, I feel like the room is wide open now instead of in a small space.
Honestly, I don't need mine. I just can't tell how loud I am. And
yeah,
I get loud,
that.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm probably, like, eating the mic or something.
Well, keep yours on, then.
Okay.
As long
but
as
then
you can
it
hear
feels
me.
Weird because you don't have yours on, and I, whatever.
As long as you can hear me, okay?
Yeah. So how have you been?
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying this beautiful weather that we've had over the last week or so.
Yeah. We had... It's all been around, 75 or so for the average high, which is perfect.
Yeah.
Don't need any higher than that.
I agree. Once you get a little higher than that, you usually start to get a little sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mowed my lawn for the first time of the season the other day, and
first time. I'm already like 3 or 4 mows in.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like doing it, so
I don't either. But my grass grows pretty well, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I had put some of that weed stuff on from Sunday, the dandelion doom, and that didn't seem to kill anything. It almost seemed like it multiplied them. I got a hold of the company. They said they're sending more of it.
Huh.
So I don't know.
No charge?
Yeah, no charge. So they're like, maybe we had a bad... They seem to be really understanding. They're like,
Yeah,
it looks like... Because they asked me to take a couple pictures. I sent them, and they're like, yep, it looks like it didn't do anything. So we'll send you from a different lot number. I don't know. But for them to agree that quickly,
yeah,
seems like they've had issues already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
We'll see. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. I actually put some seed down the other day, a few days ago, in the front.
I had always heard that you couldn't put seed down directly after, or even I guess before, a fertilizer because it disrupts or, you know, basically could potentially kill the seed because before germination. But I mean, they probably know what they're doing, but that's just always something I had heard is don't mix the two within any kind of close proximity. You can do like a starter fertilizer for the grass seed, but not like a weed killer fertilizer.
Well, I'm not going to do weed killer now.
You're not?
Okay. Yeah. Weed killer I did probably about 2 weeks ago. So
okay.
That's long past. I mean, and supposedly only supposed to kill weeds. Who knows?
It just multiplied them up.
It gave me lots of nice dandelions. Hey, I got a beer today.
All right.
Yeah. So this is an old place that we went many times in the early Stuck in Bait. Beer 30 days. MSD. It was such a shady liquor store.
Yeah.
Still there. It's weird because MSD in these parts stands for Missouri Sewer District.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it stands for there. Hopefully not. But
I feel like at one point we gave it a nickname because of how crappy of a spot it was. I didn't have no idea what it was, but it was just a like just dumpy store.
But you'd find like random stuff. I remember finding like a smoked like a smoked Arrogant Bastard from Stone there. Or you know, some weird things you would never find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless it was a, you know, a big giant liquor store.
Yeah.
So today I've never seen these. Apparently it's, I don't know, it's been around a while. It's Garage Beer, which.
Yeah, I was going to try to see if I could find some information just on the brewer or brewery itself.
It's almost like a macro brewery trying to look like a micro brewery. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah.
It almost is like it's got too much. I don't know. It seems very good marketing, maybe.
So here's their about us on their main page. Most beer brands use this space to tell you about their rich history, super secret brewing techniques, or how their founder had a vision of ancient yeast strains after getting lost on a trip to Europe. Our story, we just really like light beer, so we made one that we think brings you back to the way American light beer used to be made, and a lime one too. Garage Beer is crisp, refreshing, and 95 calories. It's beer-flavored beer to be enjoyed anywhere you and your friends get together. The garage is always open. So yeah, it doesn't even tell you anything about them on the About Us page.
Well, and we had this conversation, you know, recently. You're like okay with the lighter beers now, and I'm like, well,
yeah. Well, thanks for listening and getting something like that's not super hoppy.
And back in the day, we used to love the Bud Light Lime. Let's not kid ourselves.
Absolutely. That was my wife Lori's favorite beer for quite a while. That was the only way to get her away from the Bud Light was Bud Light Lime.
That was craft to her at the time.
It was.
So probably should just drink these out of a can, being that they're garage beer, but probably. I wanted to see what these look very, you know,
light and refreshing.
Very maybe? Crystal clear.
Yeah. Yeah, smells good. Limey. Smells like the old Bud Light Lime.
Yeah. I have a lot of head going on this.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. That's light and refreshing.
Yeah, very light. So from us drinking usually about 5.5 and above, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 4%.
Yep. 95 calories, 3 grams of carbs. Let's see. I think we had a little more information on the beer itself. So the lime flavored beer with a hint of lime, made for the places where real life actually happens, the garage, the driveway, the backyard, and anywhere a chair gets unfolded. It's the same light, crisp, easy drinking beer, just with a bright squeeze of lime to keep things extra refreshing. We don't take ourselves too seriously, and we don't overthink the beer either. Crack open, whether you're fixing something that didn't need fixing, firing up the grill, or hanging out with whoever wandered over. I mean, yeah, it's kind of cool.
And so I feel that the name itself is what it is. This is a perfect garage beer, lawnmower beer, whatever you want to call it. It's not too heavy. It's got a little bit of flavor, and you could probably kick back a few of these and be all right, you know?
I almost feel like it could use a little bit more lime.
Yeah, it almost has more of a Corona type taste before you add the lime, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing either, because I think it tastes pretty good. Like you said, I'd like maybe slightly more lime, but maybe they would add up the calories or something, and that would ruin their 95 calories and 3 grams of carbs.
True, yeah.
Is that less than, oh no, what isn't Ultra Zero Carbs or something?
I think so. I'd like to learn more about this brewery, though, and whether or not they're actually a brewery or if it's just like an offshoot of something else. It says at the very bottom of the page, it says Garage Beer Jock Beer LLC, DBA Garage Beer, I guess doing business as, but I've never heard of Jock Beer either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're based in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, it was one we never tried. I mean, for what it is, okay. So if I would rate this as a light beer, it's pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's too bad. As a lime beer, it's fine, you know.
Yeah. I'd say it's somewhere in the B to B minus range.
Yeah, around there.
It's drinkable, it's refreshing, it's...
Don't look for a lot of flavor there. There's, yeah, you know, it's good. I was surprised. This is a six pack, and it, these are big 16-ounce mm-hmm. cans, too. They're not the 12-ounce.
What was the price for that? Do you remember?
I don't know, because I got two other beers. I didn't, I didn't do the math.
Yeah. I was just curious if it was, like, cheaper than, you know, some of the micro brews that are 16-ounce six packs.
I should have looked at that.
That's okay.
I failed yeah. you once again.
You give it about the same grade?
Yeah, about, yeah, B minus. It's fine, and I had no problem drinking these. They're real easy drinking.
I've definitely been leaning more this way. You know, we went to the concert last weekend, and I did have that stout, but I also had just a Pilsner before that.
Yeah, so I'm looking at our local grocery store. For a 12-pack of the 12-ounce cans, it's $15.99. So that's not a bad price at all.
No.
And I bet this was somewhere around the $12 range for a six-pack of 16-ounce.
Well, very good.
All right. What else we got?
Let's see. What else? So I was actually looking up some interesting beer news. I do that occasionally. I'll just go into YouTube and... filter or sort by like recent news.
Remember those 3 weeks where we had a beer news channel?
Yeah,
we reviewed the beer.
Oh, that was a long, long time ago.
And I mean, that was edited well by yours truly, yeah. And I felt like we really put a lot into it, and
we probably gave up way too soon on.
Well,
that. Like most,
it
things.
Was a lot to get to, and I don't know if you know this. There's not that much beer news every week.
I bet there's more now than there was back then.
Maybe.
Because, well, like, you didn't have literally every tidbit of news making its way to YouTube back then like it is now.
Maybe that's true.
But all I did is I just put in, like, beer news and YouTube and filtered and sorted by recent stories. And the story that kept coming up in, like, almost every other headline was more about this root beer story.
I watched that video, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is, I guess it's called the Root Beer Float Killer or something, but it's something that's going to air on 48 Hours. I guess it's going to be this weekend. But it was a CBS news clip of this guy who died of being poisoned by his root beer float. And the interesting thing that I found about the story was the guy died like over a year ago. Maybe it was 2 years ago. And what... had happened, the way that this case was broken open was this lady had her house broke into, and she had a couple cameras inside the house, and they identified one of the robbers as her daughter's friend. So like a 30-something-year-old guy was in the video. So they showed body cam footage and everything of them arresting or pulling the guy over and asking him questions, and they were like, "Do you know anything about this robbery?" And he's like, "No, no." And they're like, "Well, here's your picture."
Oh yeah, it was me.
Oh yeah. And he's like, "Well, you know what? That lady, she killed her husband by poisoning him with ethylene glycol in his root beer float."
I can't believe they sat around and like they listened to his whole story. They didn't like. You saw him talking about it. They didn't think he was crazy or anything. Yeah. They looked into it, you know?
Yeah. And then they did all the investigation and found that there was all this back and forth through text messages between the mom and the daughter about this guy. And I guess it wasn't the daughter's dad. I didn't get that from the story, but they really had no motive really for killing this guy. From what it sounded like, he had a very, very small life insurance policy of like $120,000,
right?
And then maybe some like valuables, they said, like guns and jewelry, which, I mean, how much value can that really have? But they just were like kind of getting off on the idea of killing the guy.
So that the guy who robbed the place, he was a friend of the daughter. Yeah. So she's blabbing or something. So she's must had to been, be the yeah. one telling him.
Yeah.
And like, I could have gotten away with it if it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the guy just died, I guess, and they didn't do any kind of like autopsy or whatever.
Yeah. Don't you find that kind of weird though, too? Yeah. The guy died, and they weren't like, how did this happen?
Yeah,
you know,
no
like
maybe can the family like not? Can they like? I think I've had actually some people in my family that have passed away, and they didn't really like look for the cause of death. It was like, well, they just died in their sleep or died.
I mean, I guess it depends on their age, but I don't think the guy was like super old or anything.
Didn't look like it. Maybe in his 50s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Strange.
Very crazy story, but that's what popped up as I was looking for beer news. I thought that was worth sharing.
Well, while you're on beer news, you know, you put this in the notes. It was Beer Day, National Beer Day the other day. Now, I didn't know this. Citywide, our local, Four Hands makes a beer called Citywide, and it's a pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of their flagship beer or whatever. It turned 10 years old yesterday. On Beer Day.
Okay.
I did not know that it was that old, so that's crazy.
It's a really good beer.
Yeah, it's a solid beer. Well, they teamed up with the local barbecue place, Sugar Fire, and made a barbecue sauce.
Oh, cool.
Apparently we got to check this out, cuz I looked it up. It is available again at our Schnucks here. So, huh.
So I wonder if it's thinner, like in consistency. Because did you ever do that? Whenever, like, I haven't grilled and used barbecue sauce in a very long time, but I would always put like a half of a beer in there, mix it up.
Yeah,
and
I used
would make it a little thinner.
Yeah, my dad would always do that. Yeah. I'll do that with bratwurst.
Yeah,
I kind of have them simmer in beer before I throw them on the grill.
Okay.
But I haven't done that with making, because he used to do, like, have a thing. It was usually Mall's
right.
as the base.
Yeah.
Real cheap local barbecue sauce. He'd have that in a pot, and then he'd add, like, half a can of Busch. He'd drink some.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
I did that quite a bit early on whenever I was.
And it'd be really good. You know, it'd work out. It was more so you can base the chicken thighs or whatever he was making.
Yeah, because the sauce itself was always so thick, and you had to cut it a little bit, water it down a little bit. And what better to water it down than Busch?
Yeah, exactly. But I'll have to try that sauce. I don't know. I don't know if it's any thinner or. I was going to check if it's available. Oh, damn it.
I don't know that I had April 7th committed to memory as National Beer Day. In all the years that we've been doing this and talking about beer and all that, I don't know that we've talked about that before. But I realized after watching a couple of videos on it that it's the, I guess it was the day that Prohibition ended.
Oh, yeah.
And that was 94 years ago, I believe. So that's why it's National Beer Day.
Oh, I could see that. So, well.
Awkward silence.
Sorry.
I'll just keep talking and figure out
what
I'm going to say next.
I was trying to find that barbecue sauce, and apparently it's not at any of the Schnucks near us. So, yeah, that's how it goes. Have to pick it up at the Sugar Fire Barbecue, I guess.
Okay.
Or
which is really good barbecue.
Or Four Hands. Yeah.
Well, how was your Easter?
It was pretty good. I did the whole, you know, Easter Bunny had to come in late this year.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the Easter Bunny went to a concert. And he had to hide the eggs late at night. He probably normally does. You know, he's got a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the kids had a lot of fun. They got all sorts of candy and crap that they don't need that's sitting on the counter. Do you have, I mean, it's been a while since your kids were younger and got all candy and stuff like that. Did they eat all the candy they got from that, or did it just sit around and you eventually just threw most of it out?
I think it was the latter. It usually got thrown away, but I don't remember Easter being as heavy of a candy day like Christmas and definitely Halloween.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it was usually candy that they didn't care for too much, like Peeps and
oh yeah,
anything that had like chocolate covered marshmallow or whatever, so they didn't really care for that stuff too much.
Well, we get those, you know, those chocolate bunnies from, I guess, from her mom or wherever every year. We never eat those things.
Yeah, they're milk chocolate.
Yeah,
right? I think
there's some that are, I think these have Rice Krispie in it, so it's, I guess, it's more like a crunch.
Okay.
But we never use it, and Molly's like, oh, we'll crack it, we'll break it up and make cookies or something, and then that never happens either. Right. I don't know. Because, yeah, if it was winter time, yeah, you can melt it down, make hot cocoa or something, but no one wants that now.
Yeah. We didn't really do too much on Easter. We went to my aunt's house for a couple hours, just had a little something to eat. There was very few small kids there. There were just three, but they hid like, well, I say hid. It was just like laying out in the yard because they were pretty little kids. And they had like probably, I think there was 80 something eggs.
Oh, yeah.
For three little kids. So it was, yeah, just watched that for a little bit. And then we actually came home and rented. I should have asked you if you knew somebody who had access to this or not, but we rented the movie Scream 7.
You rented a movie?
I know.
Oh, you didn't like go to a store and bring home a,
No.
It sounds funny when you say it because that's what I still think of. Like,
that's what they call it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was what we did on Easter. I know this. We have our whole movie segment down there, but I'll just talk about Scream 7 just for a minute since we're already on it. Have you seen that one?
I have not. We talked about going to see it at the theater when it was out, but I don't know what happened.
It came out in February of this year, which is a weird time for a scary movie to come out. I don't know why they don't try to, and I think a lot of the Scream movies have been that way. They're like a winter or early spring release.
I think a lot of it is horror movies. January, February are kind of dead times for movies, and horror movies are a safe bet to throw to get people to come out to theaters.
Okay. But I liked it. It was, you know, it had a lot of cameos of some of the old, some of the people from the first movie. And I thought that was pretty cool. It kind of really felt like a reincarnation of the first movie, but it still had, your regulars in it. And they made a lot of references to like past movies. So they kind of pulled things together, but there was still like some areas of the movie that felt a little bit just like awkward, like it didn't line up properly or something. And so something that I have started to do more regularly now is like watch reviews afterwards on YouTube, and there were people that were just like roasting this movie so bad, like saying it was like the worst of all the Scream movies, which I was really surprised about that it was considered to be that bad.
I don't remember. I thought we watched the sixth one, and I didn't think that one was that good. So
I didn't think so either. The sixth one was in New York, and it was like, well, so there was, I think Gale Weathers was still there, but it was kind of separate from the other storylines. And apparently, well, maybe there was like those, the two actresses, like something Ortega or whatever her name is. I can't remember the actresses' names, but the two actresses were in 5 and 6, and then they were supposed to come back for 7, and then that fell apart, and then they had to like rewrite the whole movie. And then they were able to bring in the main,
Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell, yeah. get her back. And now they're talking about making an 8.
So, yeah, why not? Just keep them coming.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad.
There's 37 Fast and Furious movies, so why
not?
Yeah,
true.
You know?
I guess if I were an actress or actor and I was like known for this role or being that character or whatever, and the movies weren't doing well, like, I guess that would suck. But they're probably getting paid well because Neve Campbell wasn't in the sixth one because they weren't going to pay her enough. But now, obviously, they've paid her more because she's in the seventh one.
Matthew Lillard is in this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney is both. There's Courtney Cox. Is
David Arquette was. So these were like very. I mean, it was part of the story. They were. I mean, I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to.
Okay, but ruin it.
I mean, I think it's worth watching. But yeah, and it was written by the original writer from like 1, 2, and 4 or something.
Oh yeah.
So he came back. Yeah, that guy. What's his name?
Kevin Williamson?
Yeah. He did the first few movies, and then...
Because that was Wes Craven originally, I guess the director, right?
Yeah. And so one of the reviews I was watching, they were like, so yeah, the first two movies were really good with Kevin Williamson, and I think Wes Craven may have only done the first one. But they were like, it was them together that made it good. It wasn't just this guy, Kevin Williamson, that made it good.
Wes Craven did that apparently too.
What?
He did the first three. He's probably dead by the time they made the fourth. No, the fourth one too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. He did do the first several.
Huh.
But it's, I don't know. It's kind of interesting how something carries on. So Neve Campbell's character has a daughter who's like the same age that she was when Scream 1 came out.
Oh.
So you can kind of think through like how that's going to go. Kind of reminded me of a little bit of, what was the Dumb and Dumber movie that came out where it was like they basically recycled all the exact same jokes.
Dumb and Dumberer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where it wasn't even Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
No, the one that was with Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one was...
It was like everything was recycled. Like, they just tried to push in the exact same jokes that they used 30 years earlier or whatever it was. But, I don't know. That's my...
Hello, Sydney.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of the same scenes, you know, the chair scene from when Drew Barrymore was in the first one.
Oh,
when she's outside.
Yeah.
Well,
her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend
outside.
Yeah, she looks outside. Same. That was in that movie.
Was she making Jiffy Pop, which you can't find anymore?
No, she wasn't making Jiffy Pop. No.
Oh.
That was different.
Well, how about that?
So we were talking about the nice weather. One of the things that I've been doing here lately is a lot of like biking and hiking, and I've taken during my weeks, I take a couple of days that I'm working on like my rental houses, and I usually wrap up around like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and then I'll stop somewhere to go for a bike ride or something like that. And for years I've been going to Arnold Park, which is actually a really nice park. And I always think about this as you and I, going back to like whenever you and I were in high school,
mm-hmm.
and we went with that jerk of a friend that we had that I won't mention his name. And you remember he had pipe bombs?
Oh yeah. He'd set them off by the river and
yeah.
Yeah.
So Arnold Park now, I guess, bought all the property that runs along the Merrimack River, and they've, you know, years ago they tore down all the like dilapidated houses and stuff. So it's just all like wooded. And it's really nice, but the road goes back and you can like ride your bike or walk or whatever back there. And I think it's like 2 miles or so that it loops around. So it goes pretty far, but the other day I was riding through there and I just happened to like look over towards the river and I saw like a dirt path, like a trail. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was over there. So I kind of rode my bike, through the little bit of like wooded area.
Yeah.
Got over to the trail and there's this whole like section of dirt trail that's for biking.
Oh, no kidding.
It goes for like miles and miles back there. And I went again yesterday and I like, it was probably like a good 5 miles or so worth of trails that you can just like go, you know, in different directions. And I grew up riding my bike on like trails in the woods.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't done that in like a really, really long time. And I felt like a kid again. It was so cool. And they're pretty, most of them are pretty wide, you know, so you're not like, it's not like
it's all dirt. It's not like rock or whatever.
No, yeah, there's very little sections where there's any kind of gravel or whatever. It's just dirt. I don't know who's making them or keeping them clear or whatever, but I was like super impressed. I had no idea that was available in Arnold. And
yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, doing all that. That's how I got my knee all. I got a big scar on my knee from bike riding on the trails, hitting a rock and flying off and slicing it open. That was fun times.
I'm trying to be safe, so I'm not like whipping around or doing anything. There are some like dips where you're...
Yeah, you probably have mountain bike tires though, yeah.
Well, they're a little bit more, they're not as knobby as mountain bike. They're kind of like a street slash, they got a little bit more grip than that. Oh,
all terrain.
Yeah, I guess they're all terrain. But the first time I went, like last week when I discovered them, I didn't have my helmet. And this time I'm like, oh, I better bring my helmet. You know, I don't know. It's one of those things as you get older, you start to, which I don't know if you can see the big bruise that I have in my ear, but I will talk about that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll talk about that.
I didn't see that.
A little bit. But I'm trying to be safer, as hard as that is to do. But so I'm riding, you know, the old man with the bike helmet on. And this, as I was like leaving the trails, this group of like six, probably like 14-year-old boys.
Did they start picking on
you? No, they didn't. But it was a moment where I could see it happening because they were coming like towards me as I was like riding out, and they're, none of them were wearing helmets, you know, or anything. Yeah, they're just like,
we never did.
No, exactly. But yeah,
I think kids now are more likely to wear helmets, though.
It seems like it.
That's what I've, you know.
These boys were too cool for helmets, though, and they were going on the trails, so.
I don't think you could probably buy a helmet at a specialized bike shop, but it wasn't, I don't think you could go to Walmart or something and get a bike helmet back in the day.
Back in the 80s.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't think so.
We never wore them.
Yeah. Reminds me of that Willie Nelson joke. Is it Willie Nelson? Yeah. I remember when a dime bag used to cost a dime. you know how much a condom was?
Yeah.
I don't know. We never used them.
I watch, my kids watch Bluey, and the dad on there, he's supposed to be like, he talks about the 80s and stuff, and he's telling stories or whatever. He's like, I was riding my bike or whatever. And he goes, You weren't wearing your helmet? Because this was the 80s. We did whatever we wanted.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, your parents had no way of being in contact with you.
That's kind of the whole, when he tells stories like that, it's funny.
It is.
Yeah. So, that's cool, though. I'll have to, I won't check it out, but I mean, how often am I at the Arnold Park to check out the trail? Maybe at Festus. I thought they were supposed to, the guys from Peddling Pie, I thought they were going to make some sort of bike trail at one time.
I think it's out in Crystal City near, it's like Southern Festus.
Yeah, golf course. Yeah, that's fine, but I haven't heard anything about it. I thought they'd make some sort of formal announcement or something.
Well,
but
I thought I'd heard recently that one of the trails is near complete and was supposed to be available either this spring or summer. But yeah, I haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
Well, I got this new laptop here. How's that for a segue?
Oh.
Last week we talked about how my laptop crashed, and
yeah,
you found this one. You kind of like suggested this would be a good one for video editing.
That's
and all that
a big
stuff.
Screen on that too.
It's I was actually would have been okay with a little bit smaller of a laptop, but man, I'm telling you, this thing is powerful.
Yeah,
it's a beast compared to what I had.
Well, your other one was 8 years old.
Well, that and it was probably an economy version back
right
8 years ago. It was probably a $300 model or something like that.
$300.
I'm guessing. I really have no idea. I think it was actually purchased for Lexi, and then we like inherited it.
We're just doing emails on it.
Yeah, I mean it didn't have much power at all, but I made do for several years editing video and these podcasts and all kinds of stuff. And man, this thing, it's like night and day. It's so incredibly powerful. But the problem that I have, this sounds like the old man thing where it's like change is hard. So I have everything like set up where, for instance, if I like click on my personal profile, it would automatically open my Gmail and my calendar. And then like the How to Fix It workshop, if I clicked on that, it would automatically open up like the Gmail and the YouTube analytics, you know, the yeah. stuff that I would look at. So going back in and like resetting up all that stuff is
I thought saves everything when you log into Chrome.
Unless I have some settings that I'm missing out on.
Every time I log into a new computer, like into Chrome, like everything is synced up.
It's probably
is your sync on?
I don't know. Is this really good podcast material?
It's probably not that great.
We'll have to look at that later.
The little Josh head, not the big Josh.
Where's that? Oh.
This one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, that one.
Your account, sign out, passwords, customize. Yeah, I don't know. Turn on? To easily get back to sites you visited. Oh, sync. Sync your history and tabs.
Yeah, you didn't have that turn on.
Oh, see?
That's why. There you go.
Oh, nice.
Ba-dum-bum.
I wonder if it'll... So it probably won't let me do the other...
It probably won't, because it would...
You're okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's get into some snacks.
Let's try it.
Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts.
You can't hear a thing.
My life begins to...
All right, today we have... So M&M has these vote for the flavor type thing. I think there's a little... Vote for your favorite. This year is the 2026 M&M's Bakery Collection. And I think there's only three varieties. These are what I have. Does it show the three?
Looks like lemon meringue, peanut butter, cinnamon roll. It only shows two on the website.
Huh. Well, we've got three here. We've got lemon meringue pie, peanut butter cinnamon roll, and cherry chocolate cupcake.
Cherry chocolate cup. Oh, here it is. It's up here, but it's not down here. But yes, that is the only three that they're showing.
All right. Well, which one do you want to go with first?
Well, you know, I feel like lemon meringue might pair with our beer.
Okay. Lemon and lime, yeah. All right.
I gotta quit moving my laptop. It
says white chocolate with a citrusy flavor and a crisp rice center to mimic a pie crust. Man, they're just going everywhere.
You think they're all gonna taste the same?
Oh, because they're yellow and orange, or what is that? Peach colored?
Yeah, there's three different colors, it looks like.
Yellow, peach, and white.
They're not like Skittles with their different colors. Yeah, it's lemony. And they're crispy.
Those are pretty good.
You
don't dig them,
thing.
Huh?
No.
Oh.
It reminds me of a cereal. Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah, sort of. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Reminds me there used to be these lemon cooler cookies long ago, like a hard lemon cookie and was coated in powdered sugar. So that's a yes for me, but you, not so much.
I'll pass on that one.
All right. Well, let's go with the next one. Peanut butter cinnamon roll.
Yeah, let's do that. Now, I don't know that that's going to pair with our lime beer.
Oh, probably none of these will.
Here. Oh, what are... So these are different. So those were crispy. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The lemon meringue. These are...
So these are the peanut butter M&Ms. It says a combination of creamy peanut butter and warm cinnamon roll flavoring.
So we went to the M&M store in Vegas this last time that we went, and we also went with you a few years ago. And they had a lot of these, and I thought there was one that was very similar to this.
Oh, yeah. They're not bad, but... It seems very... artificial. They just mashed two flavors together. They didn't really... Oh.
Yeah. I don't care for that one too much either. You know what this one reminds me of?
Fruit Loops.
Do you remember the old, like, scratch and sniff, like, stickers?
Yeah, yeah.
They would smell like, I don't know, chocolate or peanut butter or something. That's the flavor I get. Like, it's extremely artificial. Like,
oh. Yeah, or like the markers, the sniffing markers.
Yes, yeah. So, I don't know.
I can see that. Okay, so for you, it's still 0-2. That one is just okay. I'll eat those loose lemon ones since you're not a...
I'm looking forward to this last one here.
Cherry chocolate cupcake. It's milk and dark chocolate with notes of chocolate cake and tart cherry. Ah, I don't know why. I'm
typo.
There's a typo afterward.
Okay, so these are like the... Oh, no, they're thicker as well. I thought that maybe these were going to be like the original M&Ms.
Well, one looks bigger than the other.
I guess they... Yeah. I kind of like this one. A little bit cherry medicine-y.
That's what I was going to say. It's like I'm eating Ludens here.
Yeah.
I could taste chocolate in there, but it's got the Ludens flavor.
Yeah.
Cherry Ludens. Hmm. Not saying that there isn't a time and place for cherry Ludens, but...
Now, I will say that I'm not really an M&M's fan. I really think probably the best overall M&M... And I've tried a lot of them. Is just the basic peanut butter M&M.
Peanut butter? I like.
I'm sorry. Peanut.
Peanut. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. That one's probably the best. There's been a few. Regular's fine, but I feel that needs to be baked in cookies or something.
Yeah, I agree.
Put in ice cream. Or,
yeah.
So, for me, the top out of these three. If I were to vote, which I'm probably not going to do, I'd pick the lemon. Lemon meringue ones. I'm going to eat these loose ones. Out of these three, if you had to pick one, which it sounds like you didn't like any of them.
Well, I will say the lemon is probably the most unique out of really any flavors because I feel like for the most part, especially when you go to the M&M store, most of the flavors like will pair with some form of chocolate.
Right.
So the lemon is definitely the most unique out of this bunch. But I think probably my favorite is the cherry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So
thanks, Molly.
Yeah, thanks. But out of all, I probably won't be buying any of these.
Well, they're limited edition, right?
Right.
They're not going to be around for...
Well...
Unless one wins, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. At the M&M store, there's probably like 50 different varieties there.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And we bought several. Lori bought like a, I don't know, you get it by weight, I guess, and she was putting it in separate bags.
Yeah, in different colors and mm-hmm. yeah.
But then whenever we got, like, there was a peanut butter and jelly one I remember that wasn't all that great, but the that's what I say about all of them. But we got
all garbage.
We got back to our hotel and she had all these individual bags, and then she's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna put them all in a bowl," and so she combined everything.
Oh no!
And then they all tasted exactly the same.
That's when you pick out one. That's like if some evil mad scientist mixes Skittles and M&Ms in the same bowl. Oh,
yeah, because we would, you know, the ones that were the, I think it was pretzel, looked just like the ones that were peanut butter or peanut butter and jelly, and the peanut butter and jelly ones weren't very good. But being all in the same container, they all started to kind of blend together and taste the same.
Because you couldn't take a handful at that point.
Yeah.
Had to pop them in individually. Yeah.
Yep.
It's wrong, Lori. Should have done it. Oh, what do you want to get to?
Let's see.
We saw the new Super Mario movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was pretty good. Super Mario Galaxy. It's what I expected. It wasn't a movie you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. It was a good movie, and I'll just keep it at that. It was one of those movies where I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first one. I enjoyed this one. They brought in more characters in this one. They brought in the Princess Rosalina and Bowser Jr. and Yoshi's in this one.
Okay.
So you haven't seen the first one, so.
No, and I don't even really know too much about, like, how they're structured as far as, is it follow some sort of storyline that's similar to the game?
Or I'd say no.
Loosely based on
loosely,
the,
because there's a couple things. Why is that light a different color?
Oh, must be low battery. That's on yours.
Oh. Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay. It's loosely based on the games. They kind of made their own decisions to change it up. Mm-hmm. Like the first one, the two brothers are in Brooklyn, and of course they end up, you know, in the Mushroom Kingdom through a pipe.
Okay.
And this one kind of starts out where, you know, they're all friends, so it continues on with the first one.
Okay.
It's not like you have to see the first one to enjoy this one, though. you get the basic gist of it, you know.
Is it something that is worth watching without little kids?
I mean, let's just say this. I've watched it, the first one, maybe once since I saw it in the theater. But yeah, it was with the kid.
Yeah.
It isn't something that I'm going to go back to.
Yeah.
But it was decent.
Hmm.
As far as video game movies, it was good, you know. Cuz there's never any good video. I think I've watched the Minecraft movie more than this. And that's just cuz Peter watches that way more. Hey, and Jack Black is in both movies.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, he's in both of those. Man, he has made a lot of those, like, kind of, that must be his niche, is kind of the family friendly movies.
Yeah.
He seems to be in a lot of those. After way back in the day, he was in the, oh gosh, what was it? It was on the tip of my tongue. He had a couple movies that were more on like the teenager side, I would say. Like,
well, Tenacious, he was in Tenacious. Well, I mean, he's still Tenacious D, but.
Yeah. But he seems to have, and he hosted Saturday Night Live this past week.
Yeah.
That was a lot of singing.
Yeah. Jack Black and Jack White.
Yeah.
That was clever.
Yeah, that was pretty clever.
So
what's up with Daredevil? Yeah, is that coming out? Is that out?
Season 2 is out. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
I mean, 4 episodes in.
Did you notice the
shirt? Yeah.
It's your old
He is using that symbol in the new
cool. I need to check that out.
It's great. I really enjoy it.
more action than the first.
Season one was kind of like he wasn't putting on the mask, and then finally did at the end. This, you know, I feel maybe the first episode is kind of slow, but then it picks up. I think it was the first one that was kind of, but yeah.
This is Disney Plus, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I have access to it. I need to, I will have to. We just bought access to HBO. We had somebody's sign on for years, and it just went away.
Oh, I wonder why.
And so we just got that. So I was always I'm always like trying to cut out subscriptions, and I feel like, you know, you're kind of like playing defense all the time because, you know, it's like, oh, and by the way, Netflix is raising their rates again. I think it's going to $19.99 a month from $17.99.
Yeah, I think, and I think we're on the higher end because we're sharing with, because you can get a multi-family, because we were sharing with Molly's grandma, and then, well, she had passed away, but we're sharing with my mom, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It, you know, it. If you want to, you can stream more than one thing, but it costs a little more.
Yeah, we had that for a while, but I cut down, and I feel like we rarely watch Netflix, and
I think Molly watches it more than I do.
Yeah, I think it's the same. Lori likes those like crime shows, or
she watches Love on the Spectrum, which I've watched a little bit with her. It's a cute show. It's a dating show, except it's not. It doesn't have the drama or any of the bull crap. It's
okay.
Like young adults on the spectrum, they want to, and they want to date, but it's hard when they're, you know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, it's one of those. It's a feel good type, dating show, which all the other dating shows are always catty and stupid.
Yeah. So that's, we got HBO now, and need to try to cut some of these streaming services, but then if I want to watch Daredevil, I guess I got to get access to Disney. I don't know. So what's up with The Boys?
The Boys, I think it's her final season.
Okay.
Did you ever watch that show?
I don't think so.
It's another superhero show, but it's I think it feels more like in our world type situation.
Okay.
Like if there was superheroes in our world, not like a fictional world, this actually, you know.
Okay.
And all of them are, most of the superheroes are jerks, you know. That's probably how
is that
be.
The one that at the first season, like the Flash goes and like, or the first episode rather, is like a Flash type character?
Yes, yes.
And he like runs into the girl and like rips her arms up.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
there,
that's all I got, was one episode in.
Oh, well,
no, for no reason really. It's just I never got back to it.
There, yeah, and I didn't get. I watched like season one. I never got to any of the others until I think I didn't have anything to watch, and I started watching the rest of the episode, and I got into it, and then season five just came out. They have kind of a, like, Homelander is basically Superman, or The Deep is basically Aquaman. Like, all the, or like you said, what was his name? Yeah, Flash, but he was, what was it? A-Train was.
Okay.
So they have a lot of, you're like, oh, that's supposed to be, you know, this superhero, or, but it's, I don't know, it's a fun show. It's pretty violent, though.
Yeah. I remember that about
pretty
it.
Pretty violent and dirty, so yeah. Good times, yeah.
Moving on to music news.
Okay. We went and saw the rolled gold. That's the pretzels.
Yeah, red, gold, green.
Yeah, so I had a good time with that show. I didn't know what to expect. I listened to a few of the tracks. I didn't really, you're like, oh, you want to go with us? And I listened to a couple. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's all right. I never really listened to a lot of them.
Yeah.
So it was fun to see them. And I've been listening to them a lot since then.
Oh, really?
I got kind of the set list because I wanted to, I'm like, oh, let me listen to what they played. Yeah. So I kind of made a playlist of the stuff they've been playing, and I've been kind of listening this week to it, and I really been enjoying it, and so it's kind of been on my playlist for the week.
That's cool.
And so yeah, I like them, and I like the if you don't know, they're kind of a, I wouldn't say they're like 311, but they're a four-piece band, but it's more of a rapper for the front.
Yeah, kind of a hip-hop-ish.
Yeah. And do you call it a hip-rock?
Hip-rock, yeah.
I don't
like
know.
That.
But they're good. The first guy, I liked him, Damn Skippy. He was... they had two white rappers before them, and I liked him. He was pretty good. And it was when he came out on a Segway.
Yeah, that was cool.
Went around the crowd on his Segway.
Yeah, I didn't even notice at first. I heard him say, I like to make a entrance or something like that. And I don't know if I was looking in the other direction, and I just happened to like turn my head, and he was almost, you know, right in front of us, riding along with the microphone and kind of driving past us.
So yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Or was it a Segway or what are those things? The hoverboards or
something like that? Yeah, like Landon had one of those years ago. I don't remember I think they're called the hoverboard.
Yeah.
I liked him too, and the red, gold, green I thought was a lot of fun. But it was I think the biggest takeaway for me was how small the crowd was.
Yeah, it wasn't very big, but I was okay with that.
Oh,
but,
yeah, absolutely.
But maybe I don't know, the people that were there seemed all into it, so. Mm. I guess you take what you can get, because you could have a full house and they're not really into it, and it's not as fun. But I enjoyed it, and it was nice being at a smaller venue.
Yeah, it really took us back to times of the past whenever we would go see like a local show and it would be a really small crowd as opposed to going to these big events now, and it seems like, you know, things are super expensive, and I think going to that show was like, what was it, 30 or 40 bucks or something like that? It was super cheap.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, the Atomic, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah, had a good time.
Yep.
That, I also been listening, the new Codefendants album came out earlier this week. I guess, was that the... I don't know, whatever Tuesday. Is that when albums come out now?
Is it still that way?
I don't know.
It used to be that way.
I don't remember. I just all of a sudden noticed it in my, hey, one of your artists has a new album out. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I've been listening to that. Funny thing is, I don't know if this is with a lot of artists now. They kind of just, when they make something, they just put it out. Like they make a new song, they just put it out there. And this is kind of just a compilation of all. There's a few on there that I hadn't heard yet, that they hadn't released yet. But it was more of stuff that they had released throughout the year. And I don't know, that maybe that's the way to do it now.
Yeah.
To continue to be relevant instead of having that gap where there's no new music coming out.
You would think, though, that when it comes to putting together music and like writing it, composing it, and recording it and editing it, there would be like, it would be more efficient to do more all at the same time as opposed to doing them one off, unless they're just releasing them one off, or I guess unless they have their own studio to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it could be their own studio. I mean, also, you got to think about it. How easy is it to record stuff now compared to back in the day? Anyone with a laptop can essentially create a studio.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
If you know what you're doing, you know.
Yeah. I know that there's some really high end, I guess, the soundboard type stuff that is more digital now than it used to be, but I think there's still a lot of them that use those old soundboards that you can, I mean, just like the board you have here in front of us that, you know, you can more, you know,
choice adjust the levels of different things.
So,
yeah. I'm pretty positive he has some sort of recording studio because Fat Mike's in the band. He has the punk rock museum. I'm pretty sure there's actually some sort of recording studio built into that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The one in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's where he lives now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Real Big Fish. I think I may have brought up last week that they may be getting back together. I don't know if that's true, but one of my favorite albums, their first album, Turn the Radio Off, which had Sell Out and all the big songs on it, 96. So it's been very hard to get that on vinyl. And like I'll find it on eBay and it'll be something like, you know, $150 or something. So this morning they released a new copy of it on different variants because it's their 30th anniversary of it. And one of the variants actually is kind of like a hollow record and it has a liquid in there.
Oh,
and it looks like beer inside of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't get that copy. I just got whatever the normal. I was able to get a copy, so it was like $35 as opposed to $150, which people are trying to sell you. So happy to finally add that one to my collection.
That's cool.
Yeah, good times. Well, I. It's funny. That's one of my favorite albums, and I had made like a top 10 list years ago of albums I want on vinyl, and I know that's on there, and so I'm finally getting that one. I need the Urge to release the Receiving the Gift of Flavor. I need that to come out in vinyl. It still hasn't.
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
they probably make some money on that.
I know. I don't know why they haven't.
All right. Let's talk shop talk before my mics die here.
You didn't hear that, but there was a torque wrench.
So I mentioned earlier, I got this big bruise in my ear here.
Yeah.
And the way that this happened was earlier this week, I was, like I mentioned, I'm trying to be safer with things. And this was a situation where I definitely should have been safer.
Should have wore a helmet.
Yeah, I probably should have been wearing a helmet or a hard hat. So I was working on one of my properties. It's an old house in St. Louis where one of the latest videos on the How to Fix It workshop channel is me trying to level a floor.
Right.
This is a similar situation, but the floor, it appears that it's got some high spots where the main beams are, and it's really old construction. You know, if you look at like your basement here, you know, that's a steel beam that runs across the span of your basement.
Yeah.
But this house is like 120 years old. So instead of steel, it's wood. And over the years, wood, you know, shifts and changes and everything.
Deteriorates too.
Yeah. Well, it should hold up as long as it doesn't, you know, get wet or, you know, exposed to the elements. But in this case, there was these two spots that were like really high on the upstairs floor. So what I was trying to do is I was trying to raise the beam so that I could pull out the post and then cut it down a couple of inches and then set it back down on the post. I did the first one with really no issue. The second one, I guess it was supporting, it was more in the center of the house. So it's supporting a lot more of like the rooms above it and everything. So like the majority of the weight is like towards the center of the house. And I have one of those like 4-ton bottle jacks and I had a 4x4 post attached to that. And so you can imagine like if you're looking at your basement here, I just had a post up and I was trying to use a little jack. So I was squatted down on the ground and I was raising it up, and somehow, some way, that 4x4 post slipped off the beam and just smacked me in the side of the head.
Oh, man.
Hurt like hell, scared the crap out of me.
See Tweety birds flying around.
And it hit me so hard. I think I had like my readers on, which I probably should have had like safety glasses on, but it knocked them off my face. And it was like one of those instances where I was like, oh my God, like that could have killed me.
Yeah.
And I immediately was like holding my hand to my ear and not sure if it was bleeding or what was going on, but like I could feel it, like, you know, blood rushing to it or whatever. And so like I took my glove, I took my hand down, and you know, there's no blood on my glove or anything. So I was like, oh, thank goodness. But just, it's so sensitive to the touch. I walk upstairs, look in the bathroom, and it's like swollen, like huge.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe how fat it was. And it was just like so sensitive. I mean, it's, the sensitivity is still there. Luckily the swelling has gone down, but I now have
yeah, it's
huge,
still purple.
Yeah. Huge. It could have been a lot worse, but it could have been a lot better too if I would have been.
You didn't have any bleeding though.
No, it didn't cut or anything. No. It just hit so hard, and it didn't even really hit me in the head because I didn't like get a bump or anything. And I didn't, you know, it was also one of those situations where I'm like, do I have a concussion? You know, you don't know. And I'm up there like all by myself and I don't know. And then I'm starting to like think, am I thinking straight? Am I, you know, am I able to? So that I just quit like what I was doing. I'm like, I'm not going to carry on. Like, I
right.
don't wanna run the risk of like, I don't know. I waited around for a little while just to make sure I wasn't like going to start throwing up or have some kind
yeah.
of like, concussion type symptoms, and I was fine. I never even got like a headache, but it just hit me so hard in the ear. And I guess with it being like right up against the glasses, that was the other thing, is like your glasses don't have like really any give, so it was like ear wrapped around glasses type thing. And
do you have any ringing in your ear?
No.
Huh.
No, because it hit so high up here, it wasn't like down near the eardrum, but it looks ugly.
Yeah.
So that's, I feel like,
be careful out there.
I know. I feel like injuries are one of those things that I'm experiencing more and more of. And I know you said you feel like you hurt yourself all the time.
Oh, I, but the thing is, I've felt I've hurt myself all the time since I've been alive.
Oh.
Like literally I'd be like every day I'd go, oh yep. That's what I did. You know, well, there's always another cut or bruise or something that. My son is like that too. I see like he getting him ready for his bath or whatever. I'm like, how did you get that? He goes, oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm trying to be safe though. I know I do some sketchy things, and Lori doesn't even know some of the things that I do. Like I was on a ladder, I think this was yesterday, and I was up on the, so this house has a
chainsaw.
No, it has a, chimney coming out of the roof, and like along the roof line there's like metal flashing, and it looked like there may have been some water getting in around the flashing. So I took some tar and was like rubbing it along the flashing, just like squeezing it in there, but like I was at the extension of like the height of the ladder, and I was at the height, like the ladder was extended all the way out, and I was at the,
you were on your tippy toes on the very top.
And I'm like one hand on the gutter, one hand
shit.
On the chimney. And I'm looking down. I'm like, damn it. I'm like 20 feet off the ground. Like this is, and it's concrete down below.
You're that guy who's got the 15 foot, you know, piece of wood on top of his roof with his hand hanging out, just holding on. You
yeah.
see in the highway.
Oh man.
We're like, ah, what could happen?
What's the worst that could happen? This is fine. Other than that, man, we're sucking at our How to Fix It stuff. We haven't released any videos.
Well, I haven't. So I do. I have tons of video from that teardown of the
dryer.
Dryer that yeah. the it's a lot to get through. So I am working through that because it's one of those. I turned it on and it
yeah.
started working or whatever, and the whole. So I don't.
Oh, so it just rolled.
It rolled. So I'm gonna have to
same.
There's a lot of editing.
Okay.
Well, no, not everything's from there, but usually I would set it down, work on something, and then I'd come back, turn it off, turn it back on, and move it over here.
So there were some angle changes.
Yeah, there were a lot of different angle changes.
Okay.
One I did, I really like the angle. There's one where I kind of just, I had to get to the drive axle, the mm-hmm. belt drive axle. So I'm actually, I put it on the,
put it in there.
I put it on the inside.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
In order to actually see what I'm doing.
Now, were you choosing to put it in the vertical?
Or? I didn't. I'll move it.
Oh,
to,
okay. I see.
Because, yeah, there is no, in order to set it up right. But, yeah, a lot of these are me, like, trying to.
Yeah, I think it'll be a decent video.
So there's a lot of vacuuming and stuff and things that.
You can put all that into fast motion.
Yeah. You know. But there is.
Well, I mean, you do have a lot.
I think I counted there's like 40 videos.
Oh, my God.
And then me at the end, I'm like, I couldn't do it. It didn't fix anything.
But you did, though. Whenever you ran it. Did you record
it's
that before I listened to it?
Yeah, it does get loud still.
It does.
It hasn't changed. So, I mean, it's more of an informative video of. You know, here's a thing to try, but
I see.
It may not work.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think this is also a good, it's a good video to tear. Just opening up your dryer and vacuuming it out is.
Oh, yeah.
And tearing this boot here, when I pulled it off, it must be in this video. It's.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's like.
Gosh, it looks clogged.
Yeah, it's so clogged with, like, so much
lint.
Dryer lint.
Hmm.
Because I think a lot of it, and you may not think of this, but when you use dryer sheets that are, what do they call that, fabric softener in it,
yep.
It makes the lint a little more.
Like sticky.
Sticky
yeah.
and stuff too. We don't use that very often. I will every once in a while, like, I need to freshen up these sheets.
That's all we
sheets.
Use.
So I think that doesn't help the dryer lint.
Hmm.
But
crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that video.
Yeah.
Get it out there.
I know. I get it.
My laptop's dying. My laptop's dying. My mics are dying. Everything is at a red light status.
All right. I guess that means we're ready to go. Well, I hope you enjoyed this one. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you on the next one. See ya.